Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we have the results, Tony. The results. I went to Chef's yesterday. I went to Chef's yesterday to compare my favorite all-time food, spaghetti parm, with the newbie on the block, gnocchi parm. I have a winner. I will announce the winner. Stand by. I know you want this.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Yes, 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 it is Beach & Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and I promised I would go to Chef's, and I did that yesterday, and joined my friend Dan Neverth, who picked up the check.
Get out of here.
He did. I should have gotten my camera out to take a picture of it, but he did. He generously picked up the check. How
good
is that?
Can I hit the breaking news sounder?
Very nice. He handed them over the card. They said, thank you, Mr. Neverth, and we walked out, and having enjoyed a fine meal at Chef's. All right, now, I'm not a food critic, however, I do know what I like. And the favorite thing that I like for regular food is spaghetti parm from Chef's, okay? That's the best. My favorite dessert, apple pie from Londa's diner, okay? So that's it. Spaghetti parm and apple pie. Now, we heard that Chef's has gnocchi parm. Now, gnocchi is really like my favorite pasta. So I'm thinking, if they put the same parm on the gnocchi as they do on the spaghetti, I might even like that better. I didn't think it was possible. Now, I go to Chef's. It is not in my DNA not to get spaghetti parm. I can't go there without getting it. So before I even ate anything, I ordered another order to take home of spaghetti parm, mm-hmm, so that I would try gnocchi and I'll take spaghetti home. I know what that tastes like, okay? I ate the gnocchi parm, and which one do you think is coming out the winner on these two? Spaghetti parm, the champion, versus gnocchi parm, the challenger?
Gnocchi parm.
You think gnocchi parm won?
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Do I have an envelope? I don't, but I'm going to fake it. Oh, man, this is exciting stuff. I'm just telling you, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the winner and still champion, spaghetti parm, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, gnocchi parm gave it a good fight. Gnocchi parm is good, but it ain't better than spaghetti parm. I'm just saying, okay? Mm. You can make your own judgment when you go. And truthfully, I did. I ate an order there. And I ordered an order of spaghetti parm, and it's in my refrigerator now, and I'll eat it today. Because I didn't want to have set foot within the confines of Chef's without ordering the spaghetti parm.
So okay, was it at least a close call?
I would say it's a close call, depending on what kind of pasta you like. But I think the flavor of the spaghetti parm is unbeatable. It really is. It truly is. So gnocchi parm gave it a good try. It was up there. Maybe they ought to have races, you know, like they do at the baseball at the Salem Field.
Gnocchi versus
gnocchi
spaghetti.
Gnocchi versus spaghetti parm. But I say,
watch out for Ziti.
Spaghetti. Ziti's bringing up the rear.
What? No Ziti?
What? No Ziti at all. So to me, the champion is still spaghetti parm, but if you want to try gnocchi parm, be my guest. You're not going to be disappointed with that either.
Yeah, I still have to try it.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in seeing your opinion. Meanwhile, this chair was empty this morning, the one I'm sitting in now. I actually came in and set up 10 minutes earlier than I usually do because Mr.'s tough sports guy was rooting all along for against the yes.
He was rooting for the Bruins.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want St. Louis
to win.
To get a cup before the Sabres.
Yeah.
And he didn't want Ryan O'Reilly, the season after saying that he no longer loved the sport of hockey,
yeah.
got traded from the Sabres,
yeah.
not only wins the cup.
MVP.
MVP.
MVP. Well, Maz just took the easy way out. Huh? He's probably home with a wet pillow from the tears in his eyes.
What period did he call in and say he's not coming?
The end of the first.
When I went to bed.
Now, I had the TV on last night, but I wasn't watching the playoffs. And then I heard, oh, the playoffs, yeah. And when I turned it on, it was nearing the end of the first period, and it was 2-0. 2-0 St. Louis. So I left it on for the whole second period and then fell asleep. So I woke up this morning not knowing who won, but it was 2-0 when I fell asleep.
Well, you know what? Hopefully that's the only luck the city of St. Louis has remaining for this week, because the Mets kick off a four-game series with the Cardinals tonight.
Oh,
so.
Mets
never
Cardinals.
Mind that. You guys got the Yankees coming up, don't you?
Well, we split with the Yankees earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So there it is. You know, O'Reilly. You know, if I were O'Reilly Auto Parts, I'd try and sign him up.
O'Reilly.
And get the crowd to sing it every time he has a goal.
I like that.
O'Reilly. I think if O'Reilly's in the St. Louis market, and I don't know if they are or not, but if they are, I'd have my PR guy trying to ink a deal with him right now.
Yeah, because what better time? He's all over the place with the MVP.
Yep, the only one hotter to sign up would be David Bellavia.
That's right.
And he's out on the road somewhere, I guess, spreading goodwill. He's like Johnny Appleseed of the Army, going from community to community to spread goodwill.
Yes.
So that's nice.
And singing in the rain, of course.
Oh, well.
He should do.
He does a lot of song and
dance. They expect, you know, a patriotic speech. That's what the audience expects. Who knew that he could do the entire soundtrack from the most famous musical of all time for musicals in the theater, and that would be Singing in the Rain.
He breaks out the top hat. He has the cane.
He tosses the rifle away.
Yeah.
And an offstage stagehand tosses him a cane.
Right.
And then he tosses the helmet away, and he gets a top hat.
Right.
And then he tosses the combat boots away, and gets tap shoes.
Yes.
And then breaks into Singing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Who would expect it?
I mean, how many times he used to do that here in the studio? It's like,
I know.
Come on, Dave, we're trying to work.
And, you know, Audie Murphy was a decent actor, but he couldn't dance and couldn't sing. I'm just mm-hmm. saying. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hold on to your hats, assuming you have one. Here comes some speedy savings. Take 50% off a Niagara Jet Adventure ride through the Niagara Rapids. Your thrilling ride is just $65. It's today's deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. There's always somebody out there ready to correct any flaw in something you said. Here, I have one now, okay? Gnocchi is not pasta. It's made from potatoes. Well, the way I look at it is this. When you're eating gnocchi and it has sauce on it, I think of it as a pasta, whether it's made out of potatoes or not. I think that's being a little picky-oon, don't you think?
Yeah, that's definitely being picky-oon.
You know what I'm talking about. My mother and her sisters used to make gnocchi on the big table in the dining room that they put a cover over. There would be a dining room table full of gnocchi, and then they would divide it by four, because there were four sisters, three quarters of it would leave the house, and one quarter of it would stay there. And I always loved it, always have. And the gnocchi parm, if you want to try it at Chef's, it's good. It's good. I'm not saying it isn't, but nothing beats spaghetti parm. Okay. Here's a request, Sandy. My mother is a regular listener to your show. Today she turns 91. Could you please wish Lucy a happy birthday? Thank you, Margaret. So Margaret wants to wish her mother, Lucy. I have a cat named Lucy right now who's not 91, but her mother's 91. That's a wonderful celebration going on today. Guys, I think when you get to be 91, I think you get a personalized tune from us, something that we are ready for. Okay, now follow my hand now as I direct the song.
Happy.
I didn't move.
I never really looked at the conductor.
You weren't looking. You were just faking it like you've done many times before. Are you ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lucy. I wish you all the best today.
Bravo.
91. Need a permit to light the candles.
Get the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, see the firemen coming in through the window, you'll know. Well, we had a report there were flames coming out of this house. Happy birthday, Lucy. Very, very nice. So, are you depressed that St. Louis won the Cup?
No, I'm more depressed that my Cubs lost last night, my Cayuga Cubs. I'm more into my Little League team than
look,
I am
the NHL. A shameless plug for your Cubs.
Yeah, well, it's more entertaining than the NHL. I'm sorry.
All right, so you didn't really care.
No, I did. You know, what's funny, though, is because I don't follow hockey like I used to, but I was thinking to myself when we're getting closer to the playoffs, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing St. Louis win it, and they did. So
yeah, I was kind of rooting for Boston simply because their ownership is here in Buffalo. Maybe I shouldn't have thought like that.
Yeah,
maybe
but their city wins too many championships. Yeah. I know I'm a Red Sox fan, and you know we won it last year. But the Patriots, now the Celtics are the one in the drought.
How about you, Beamer? Are you bummed? Is it a Beamer bummer day?
No, you know what? Admittedly, I really could not get into the NHL playoffs this year. I am more excited for the U.S. Open, which starts today.
What time does Tiger tee?
Tiger tee's at 5:09.
5:09.
So speed home
not
from work.
Not at 5:08. If you go to 5:08, you're not going to see him.
No.
And in 5:10, he's done.
Right.
You know, 5:09, right on the button.
Right. Joe Buck on the coverage on Fox.
I knew his half brother.
No.
He was a half buck. It was 50 Cent. He was a rapper. Yeah, if Joe Buck had a half brother, he'd be a half buck. And half a buck is 50 cents. And 50 cents in the terms of pop music is 50 Cent.
Does he root for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I don't know. I used to root for the Milwaukee Bucks. I used to go to a lot of Bucks games when I was there.
Cool.
It was fun. NBA is a good those guys are real athletes.
Oh, yeah.
They really are. I think it's a very, very tough sport to play because you're moving all the time. There is hardly any breaks at all.
And that game six is tonight,
oh,
9 o'clock on ABC.
All right, who are you rooting for in there?
Golden State.
Golden State?
I've got the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm a Raptor.
Nick, my son
Tony,
loves
they're
Golden
right up the street, Tony. If you look out the window, you can practically see them dribbling. How okay. could you not root for them?
It's very easy.
Oh, last time you said that. Text came up on that screen.
Ask me if I care.
They say, what's wrong with Tony? He can't root for a fellow neighborhood team right up the street and the 90 miles away? Toronto? What a great city Toronto is. Do you like Toronto as a city?
I'll take your word
You're
for
not
it.
Even big on that.
No.
Oh, I don't feel a lot of love in this room.
No, there's not.
How about you, Buzzy? You like the Toronto teams and Toronto itself?
I enjoy the Raptors when they're not playing the Knicks. I enjoy the Blue Jays when they're not playing the Mets. Can't say the same about the Maple Leafs. I'm sorry. It's just a little more.
You can't go that far.
Right. A little more rivalry
little
there.
Will.
But the city of Toronto, I love it.
Oh, it's a great city.
It's a nice drive. It's close enough.
It's cleaner than New York.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I like it better than New York.
And
The way de Blasio's going, what do you expect?
Nothing will be left of New York.
Right? I've never misplaced my car in Toronto. So
oh, that's true.
We're 3 for 3.
That's very, very good. Yeah, if the Raptors are playing somebody else. I root for the Raptors, obviously, but I don't follow the Raptors that much.
Go Ticats.
You like the Hamilton Tiger
yes.
Cats, do you? The ones that play on the wide field?
One of the few guys that actually will watch the CFL.
How much wider is the field for the CFL?
What is it, 55 yards wide?
Is it really?
110 yards long?
Yeah.
110 yards?
Yeah.
Can you see an NFL guy going up there and interception, and he poops out at 90 yards?
Yeah, can't make it.
Can't quite make it over there. All right, we'll
take a water break at the 10.
We will take a break, and when we return, we'll be talking about Western New York, us. To Albany, are we simply don't matter? We simply don't matter to Albany, and it's quite apparent with the passage of their latest legislation there. On News Radio 930, this is WBN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Black is black. Thank you, Tony. Brings back all of these memories, and then I can never hit the post because the post isn't on there. You always try and lure me into it, don't you? But I'm not going to. I know how this game works.
It is a good song.
Yeah, it is a good work. A good song. Here's a couple of texts. Let's see. As far as the Toronto Raptors are, not only are they almost a local team, but Lewiston's own Jack Armstrong is their color guy. Gotta love Jack, it says. Another, I agree with Tony. I'm not a Toronto fan at all. And another one just says, O'Reilly, O'Reilly. Yeah, the O'Reilly Auto Parts, people ought to make a deal with them. It'd be cool to have them singing O'Reilly, O'Reilly every time he makes a goal. Now, I've come to the conclusion, I knew it already, but every once in a while you have a moment of clarity. We're told how important we are. We're important as people who vote. We're important as, really important, as people who work and have money taken out of their check and it goes directly to our government for their use, frivolous or proper, either way. So we pay all the bills. We decide who holds all the offices with our votes. And so we're thinking that we're kind of important. But every once in a while, you have that moment of clarity, and you realize we don't matter at all. Especially if you live here in Western New York. You're part of New York State. Now, keep in mind, yesterday, all day, we were talking about the green light legislation, you know, driver's licenses to illegals and all of that sort of stuff. And our audience, and we have a very large audience, says, no, yet, we do not want the green light legislation. We do not want people who are illegal to get driver's licenses. It's a pretty fundamental thing for us. And I hope the legislature is listening. I hope those members of the assembly are taking notes. Oh, yeah. 86-47, they passed it. So it'll go to the Senate now, and then it'll be signed by the governor, because everything we don't want in Western New York shows up here anyway, because we have no choices, okay? If we live in this state and we live where we live here, okay, we've got to come to the resolution that we have no choices. If Albany, which is run by New York City, if you wanted to live like New York City people live, you'd probably live in New York City, okay? If you wanted the laws that New York City has, you'd probably live in New York City, except you don't have to. You get the same laws here, okay? We have the same laws, and they have even more there, okay? So it doesn't matter how many rallies we have. It doesn't matter how much advertising we do or how much we pull hair out of our head. We are dominated by New York City and a governor who is as liberal as we care to get, and we have no say. We have to pay our taxes. Hopefully we vote, but what does the vote mean? Our representatives are going to be outvoted by the representatives downstate anyway. That's going to happen. They have more population than we do, and we just have to sit here and take it. I don't know about you. I don't like that. I've been thinking of options, and there aren't any. Because if you like living here or you're obliged to live in here, it's probably several reasons. Maybe you have family here and you don't want to see mom here and you're living in Montana. Not good, okay? Maybe for other reasons. Maybe you have a decent job here. If you have a decent job here, you can have a nice life. I know. I have a decent job. I have a nice life. I understand that. Okay? So there's a couple of things there that how do you change the New York mind as far as legislation? You don't. You have to either take it or leave. I don't see any other choice. We could have everybody in our audience sign a petition right now, send it to Albany, hand deliver it by donkey if we had to, and it wouldn't make any difference. So we're just here. And if you like it, you stay. And if you don't, you leave. And that's about it. And that's pretty depressing.
You know, I'm looking at this in a different way, I guess. Liberals are coming out in droves, oh, we no longer want the Electoral College. If you did away with the Electoral College, most of the country would feel like Buffalo, New York does right now.
Exactly.
In New York State.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons we have it. So you come to the conclusion, can we move? Well, do you have a job if you move? Assuming you're not retired, okay? If you are retired, I guess you could move if you don't need a job. And maybe your Social Security and whatever gets mailed to you or credited to your account, you could move. But most of the time, there are ties here for a reason. It's either family or work. I mean, I love the area. The area is beautiful. But I hate sitting here every day after a legislative session. There's only like six more left, I think. And just hear what else we didn't want that got passed by Albany. And that's the way it is. And Albany knows they have you by the lucamatus. They have you, yeah. You like it? The show just turned Greek.
There's no honey involved.
No, there's no honey at all. You suck it up and you take it. And you take it day after day after day when Albany does something. They show up here occasionally with a little cardboard check so they can say that they still remember we're here, and that's about it.
And that cardboard check really didn't pan out, did it?
No, it didn't. And it's amazing how we just sit here and take it because we don't have any other choices. We are the state, in case you tune in late, we are the state that has lost the most population. Recently, out of all 50 states, we are bleeding population. And of course, we are also a state that seems to be very comfortable with welcoming illegals. So here we are, we're losing people who are probably wage earners, and we're replacing them with people who are here illegally. Now, how is that going to work out when it's time to hand out all the goodies? I don't think it does work out. I don't think you have to be a CPA to figure that one out.
The ones that are leaving were probably going to vote Republican. They were probably conservatives, and as we know, our governor does not welcome conservatives in the state.
Yeah, when's the last time you heard any elected official at the level of a governor say that if you're a conservative, you're not welcome in New York State? That's exactly what he said.
So he'd rather have illegals.
Yeah, rather have illegals. In fact, they love to have illegals because, let's face it, to the government, an illegal is an opportunity, a new one, is an opportunity to enslave them to your party. You don't have that with existing people, okay? And you don't care if you have to pay out money to lure them there and get them there because it's not your money, okay? But the people that are leaving, it's their money. So it's just a matter of time before this thing goes upside down, as far as I'm concerned. And every single thing that we have any concern about, it always goes the wrong way because we're not New York City. we are Western New York, and they don't give a damn about us.
Here's the sad part. The people that are leaving contributed. They put money back in the government. The people coming in takers.
Exactly. Now, I don't know. I don't think it takes a genius to figure that can't be for too long. That can't be a successful thing for too long because it's going to be upside down. And when it does, bankruptcy and then other things happen. Let's take a break.
And we've heard demand and necessity from immigrant communities that are hurting. I see it in immigrant children who live in fear that when they go out with their parents in a car to get to school or to the doctor, something might happen and they may be separated from their parents or they may lose one parent simply because of the lack of a driver license. And it's not right. But today I'm proud to be in Buffalo where Assembly Member Crystal Peoples Stokes has been an outspoken advocate of this bill. Rather than creating lines, she is seeing how this is a broad issue that cuts across lines, that increases road safety for all people, that increases the well-being and security of our community here in Buffalo and in the region, not just our urban region, but our farming region, where this issue is very important. And I am so, I'll say disappointed, but it's not really strong enough. And the assembly members, and my assembly member, Sean Ryan, who has been silent is too nice a word on this issue. Absolutely. He voted no last week on this issue, and yet he represents one of the most immigrant dense districts in Buffalo. He's not representing his district. But we're celebrating today because we know that common sense and fairness and equality will prevail, and that this is a common sense piece of legislation that benefits all families and in particular immigrant families, and we're so excited to see it most likely pass in assembly today and Senate. We call on you, take the next step.
Oh my goodness. Yes, there's our public education system, folks. There it is on display. I think you're proud. You should be proud of that. Yeah, she's saying that it's safer to drive with a license. And you'll notice the word illegal was not mentioned at all. The word, they didn't even use undocumented. They just went directly to immigrant, which is fine. So they segued to your grandfather and my grandmother and my grandfather. They didn't bother taking any shortcuts. They just went there because they know once the word illegal comes in, the scenario changes. Did she sound like dumb? Yeah, I don't think I'm a Jeopardy contestant, but every time I hear one of these speakers, I feel better about myself. I don't know why. And I'm asking, do we in Western New York matter at all to Albany? To Albany, does Western New York matter? It doesn't. We see time and time and time again when legislatures are bringing something up and we're on one side of it overwhelmingly. It gets passed anyway. It doesn't matter. The Assembly passed the green light bill, 86-47, it's expected to affect 200,000 to 300,000 people, okay? So first of all, just that number alone will tell you how many illegals there are in our state. This alone will do 200,000 to 300,000 people who are here illegally getting driver's licenses. And I say it doesn't matter because New York City is okay with it, and if they're okay with it, we're stuck with it. They order off the menu, we pay the bill. You know, they pay their part, I'm sure, but we at least every once in a while should get a bone. They should at least throw us a bone, maybe a leftover, you know, the take-home bag. At least give us that. Let us have some dignity. But I'm asking, what choices do we have? It's either sit here and take it or leave. And many aren't in a position to leave. But I bet you've had that conversation of if we could move, where would we go? All right. Let's see. We want to hear from you. The basic question is: to Albany, does Western New York matter? The bill passes, makes it illegal. If it passes, obviously the Senate as well, and signed by the governor, will make it illegal drivers eligible for driver's licenses. 200,000 to 300,000 of them. It's called green light. Is that the green light for the bill or green light for us to leave? What are our choices? We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.